Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Evan Rose is the lead attorney for the FTC in San Francisco. And I don't know if you saw this. I think many people who had AT&T might be somewhat aware. But if you were a former AT&T customer who had an unlimited data plan and you were throttled by AT&T, you might be eligible for a refund. Evan, thank you so much for joining us on WGN. I understand that.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. And will you just explain to everybody exactly what data throttling is?
Sure. Data throttling is when a wireless carrier affirmatively slows down your data speed. And in this case, we're talking about conduct we alleged AT&T was doing back in 2011 to 2015, where they would promise unlimited data, but then slow down your data so much that certain common things you would do, like web browsing or video streaming, would be difficult or even in some cases impossible.
And I remember I would always do the speed test, and it would say your speed should be this. And I'm like, it's not that. It's nowhere near that. And is that how people became aware? Did the FTC start getting complaints, or how was it discovered that they were doing this?
Yeah, there were a lot of reports from consumers, things in the media about people who were frustrated with their data speeds and concerns they weren't getting the unlimited data they had been promised.
So then as a result of the settlement, AT&T refunded more than $52 million to current and former customers. But is it true that now the FTC is using the remaining money to make sure that other eligible customers get their payment?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It was a $60 million settlement that they agreed to. And as part of the agreement, they were going to issue bill credits to current customers. So it'd go right onto your bill and you'd be sure to get the money back. And then issue checks to former customers. But just the way these things go, you can't track everybody down. And so we were left with $7 million in the settlement, and we're trying to get it back to former customers who didn't already get a check in the mail and cash it.
So if you're a former AT&T customer, what do you have to do to show that you were indeed a customer?
Right. Well, we're asking former customers to go online and file a claim. You can go to our website at ftc.gov. That's Federal Trade Commission, ftc.gov/ATT. You can also just go to our homepage, ftc.gov, and there's a big box in the middle that says AT&T refund. And there's a form you fill out there and provide your information. And you just have to be a former AT&T customer. You had an unlimited data plan at some point between late 2011 and mid 2015, and you experienced data throttling. Your phone was slowed down by AT&T because of your data usage, and you haven't already received a bill credit or cashed a check, in this matter, of course.
Evan Rose is the FTC.
Most people do that by May 18th, I should say. The deadline's May 18th.
So May 18th.
Make sure to get that done soon, yeah.
Evan Rose is with us, FTC San Francisco office lead attorney. I noticed in your language you said AT&T allegedly did this. Did you say because they settled, are they still saying they're not guilty of it?
Right. I mean, it's the nature of our settlement that companies don't, sort of admit fault, and it's the allegations we made in the complaint. So, I'm a lawyer. I have to kind of stick to lawyer speak.
Okay. I just wondered. I caught that and I thought, I wonder what that's about. So if you already received a bill credit or you got a piece of this settlement, then this conversation does not apply to you. It applies to AT&T customers who did not get any bit of this settlement.
That's right. If you didn't get a bill credit while you were a customer, you're now a former customer, or you didn't receive a check or cash it perhaps in time, then you're eligible to apply for the remaining money.
And what factors does the payment amount rely on? I mean, does everybody get the same amount or?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to depend on how many people, submit requests to know how much they're going to get. And I think generally speaking, people are going to get the same amount.
And is that $20? Is it $100? What is it?
I don't know. It's really going to depend on how many people, submit the claims at this point.
So if you submit the claim by May 18th of this year, how long before you determine what the payout will be?
That's a good question. I don't really know. Usually these things, there's some processing, I would think, within a few months. We try to move pretty quickly on these things.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I think it's of interest to a lot of people who just weren't aware and maybe got, you know, maybe got a bill credit and thought, what is this about? And how prevalent is data throttling? Do you have any stats on that?
Well, it's not really something I can talk about the practices of, you know, other companies, but we definitely are encouraging people. If you feel like you're not getting what you were promised, please come to FTC.gov and file a report with us. You know, we take those reports very seriously.
Excellent, because I think a lot of people are very frustrated.
Yeah, I appreciate you spreading the word. Yeah, we do want people to find out about this money and make sure it gets back to the consumers who deserve it.
All right, Evan, thank you for joining us.
All right, thank you so much.